tool that doesn't miss a thing. You got it to come strong. If you come at all, you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what I got. Road rage. Nothing you can do. You're gonna get into road rage. Road rage. Road rage.
Walked up to the road rage. Weird WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You want in 654-7627. You can get in. Texter 940 wrote, so are you saying that Michigan State is then going to make the playoffs? I don't know. Look, I think the Big Ten is loaded. I think Ohio State's going to be very good. I think Wisconsin is going to be very good. I think Michigan State is going to be very good. Penn State is going to be good. I mean, that league, and, you know, there are some other teams that I think are going to be improved and pretty good. So that league is going to be very tough. And there are certain teams. Look, the way I do this when I'm looking at these totals is I know the personnel. All right? I know who's coming back for every team. I don't need to seek it out. I just look down the list and I'm looking at the numbers. And when I look at a league, the majority of the numbers just seem about appropriate, with one exception, which is the ACC, where I don't think they look appropriate. But when I look down the numbers, you know, some just stand out to me. Most I just ignore. Most seem like my first instinct is they're in range. So I'm not even fooling with them, all right? The only ones that we're vetting is beyond the initial feel are the ones that I think are possible plays. All right, so we're vetting those is the way it works. All right, so in other words, we've added two Big Ten plays, Michigan State over 9, which I think is almost a given, and Penn State under 9.5. I think they could be as high as 9, but I also think that they could be an 8-4 type team given the losses they incurred, particularly on the back end of that defense, which is my concern. I'm not interested in most of these other Big Ten numbers. The few that we're going to look at, Ramona, is give me the Northwestern schedule first.
Okay, their first game is at Purdue.
All right.
Okay, and then they have Duke at home.
Okay, keep going.
They have Akron at home.
2.
Michigan home.
2.
Michigan State at Michigan State.
2.
Then they have Nebraska at home.
3.
Then they go to Rutgers.
4.
Then they have Wisconsin at home.
Jesus. They get a lot of tough games at home, but they have a lot of tough games. I'm still saying 4.
Then they have Notre Dame at home.
Again, they're getting all their best opponents at home, but I'm not sure they're capable of beating anyone. I mean, Thorson is pretty good, and it's a pretty good football team. But and again, most of these tough games are at home, but that's a fairly brutal schedule.
They're
out. I'm skipping them. We're done. Oh, okay. We're done with them. Give me Purdue. The schedule's too tough. I was looking at them as a possible over at 6, but that schedule's just too tough. I mean, there are 4 or 5 games there I don't think they can win. I mean, they may steal one of them, but there's just not enough meat on the bone there to go over that 6.
Okay, Purdue?
Yep.
Okay, their first game is Northwestern.
Yeah, and they'll get them at home, so they may steal that game.
Then they have Eastern Michigan at home.
We'll say 2.
Then they have Missouri at home.
Hmm. 2.5.
Then they have Boston College at home.
2.5. I think they lose that game.
Okay. And then they go to Nebraska.
Jeez. 3.
Then they go to Illinois.
4.
And then they have Ohio State at home.
4.
And then they go to Michigan State.
4.
And then they have Iowa at home. Then they're at Minnesota.
4.5.
And then they have Wisconsin at home.
5.5.
And then they're at Indiana.
6.5. I think they may find a way to go over that because I like Jeff Brohm. I'm gonna pass.
Pass on that one.
Last Big Ten team that we're gonna look at is Maryland. Maryland number's 4.5. We took them last year. It was either 3 or 3.5 last year. It was an easy win. I still think that number seems low, but based on how strong this league is at the top, I mean, again, Ohio State, Wisconsin, Michigan, Michigan State, Penn State, those are all really good football teams. And in the middle, you have teams like Iowa and Northwestern who aren't bad either. Go ahead.
Okay, their first game is Texas, a neutral site.
Yeah, they clobbered Texas last year. It probably won't be this year. 0-1.
Then they go to Bowling Green.
1.
Then they have Temple at home.
They're going to Bowling Green?
Uh-huh.
Again, why would a Maryland go to Bowling Green? I mean, that's a dangerous game. I'm going to say 1, but I'm uncomfortable with that. What's the third game?
Temple at home.
1.5.
Minnesota at home.
2.5.
Then they go to Michigan.
Keep going.
Then they have Rutgers at home.
3.5.
Then they go to Iowa.
3.5.
Then they have Illinois at home.
4.5.
Then they have Michigan State at home.
Keep going.
Then they go to Indiana.
5.
Then they have Ohio State at home.
Keep going.
And they have Penn State. They go to Penn State.
No, we're skipping them this year. we're skipping them this year. It's just too close. All right, so we're done in the Big Ten. The Big Ten, our cursory examination, I only liked a couple of those numbers, and we only gave out 2, right?
Yes,
2.
That's right.
We gave out Michigan State over 9 and Penn State under 9.5.
Yeah.
And again, I think Penn State's going to come close to that number. It may even be 9, but I just don't think they get to 10. I just think the loss of the secondary and the nature of that schedule is too tough. All right, the Big 12, Ramona. We're going to take a look at some of these teams in the Big 12. First up on that slate is let's take a look at West Virginia. The number on West Virginia is 7. I've been asked about West Virginia. You know, this is a fascinating situation because, first of all, West Virginia doesn't return a ton. They probably return 55% of their team from a year ago. But if you go back 2 years, they lost everybody. West Virginia is fairly loaded by their standards. And they may have the best quarterback in the country in Will Grier. And I think at first glance, 7 seems ridiculous. I mean, I think that they're a potential top 10 team. The problem, as I recollect, is that their last 4 games of their schedule are brutal. So give me West Virginia's schedule. We'll take a look at the Mountaineers in terms of that number of 7.
Okay, their first game is Tennessee at a neutral site.
Yeah, I think they're going to beat Tennessee. I think they have too much offense for Tennessee, so 1.
Then they have Youngstown State 2. At home. Then they go to NC State.
That's a great game, West Virginia at NC State. I'm going to say... I'm going to say 3.
Okay, and then they have Kansas State at home.
Jay is writing me in capital letters, West Virginia is 7. Yeah, that's what we said, that they're 7. K-State at home?
Uh-huh.
3.5.
Okay, and then they go to Texas Tech.
4.5.
Then they have Kansas at home.
5.5.
And then they go to Iowa State.
Okay. The last game, Kansas, was what game in their schedule? Game 6. It was game 6. So here's where we are with West Virginia. At the halfway point of their schedule through 6 games, I have them at 5.5.
Uh-huh. So you're thinking they're going to go.
Well, they're
7.
Almost there.
Right.
But the problem is the back end of this schedule, which is pretty brutal. Go ahead.
Okay, then after Kansas, they go to Iowa State.
See, that's a tough place to play, as all these Big 12 teams always find out. It's hard to go play at Iowa State. It's difficult to play in Ames, and that's an improved football team, a vastly improved football team. That's not going to be easy. I'm giving them a half, six.
Okay, and then they have Baylor at home.
All right, that gets them to the seven.
Okay. And then they go to Texas.
And this is where this schedule gets brutal. Okay, so now after seven, they're at Texas. All right. I'm not adding anything. I want to hear the rest of the schedule.
Okay.
At Texas.
Then they have TCU at home.
TCU.
And then they're at Oklahoma State.
At Oklahoma State.
And then they have Oklahoma at home.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a brutal end to the season, but I'm giving them. We're going over the seven because I just believe.
Are you taking them?
Yeah, I believe in Will Greer. I think he should have been a Heisman contender last year. I thought he single-handedly elevated the level of that whole program. And even though I don't like the last four games on that schedule, I think they'll win two of the four. So I think they're a 9-win team, and in a if everything goes their way, they could win 10, even with that schedule. So I'm going over West Virginia on the 7. So that's our first Big 12 pick. Iowa State at 6.5 sounds about right. Let's take a look, Ramona, at Texas at 8.5. I think Texas is going to be improved, but are they going to be improved enough to hit an 8.5 number?
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Their first game is Maryland neutral site.
1.
And then they have Tulsa at home.
2.
USC home.
You know, they gave Southern Cal all they could handle last year at Southern Cal when Southern Cal had Sam Darnold. So there's no reason to think they're not winning that game. 3.
TCU home.
See, I don't think they match up well with TCU. I'm staying at 3.
Then they go to Kansas State.
3.
Then they have Oklahoma, it says neutral site.
3.5.
Then they have Baylor at home.
4.5.
Then they go to Oklahoma State.
Five.
Then they have West Virginia at home.
5.5.
Then they go to Texas Tech.
6.5.
Then they have Iowa State at home.
7.5.
And then they go to Kansas.
8.5. Right on the number. We'll skip them. We're not giving them out. So they're in that range. That's pretty close. We're dropping down to Kansas State at 6. Kansas State, and that's actually going to be the last Big 12 team we evaluate for a total play. Kansas State at 6. Got it. Kansas State is 2 hyper-talented young quarterbacks. Okay. Well, the bad news for Kansas State is you could argue that in DJ Reed and Byron Pringle, 2 players who left early, they lost their 2 most explosive weapons, 1 on each side of the ball. However, I think their running game is going to be great, and I think both quarterbacks are going to be really good. And I think it's going to be fascinating to see. Both are 4-star guys. Both offer tremendous potential. And at times, each had enormous wins last year. Kansas State obviously dealt with lots of injuries last season, perhaps as many as anybody in the country, and got down to a 3rd or 4th string quarterback situation. But I think they feel pretty good about that. All right, go ahead.
Their first game is South Dakota at home.
1.
Mississippi State at home.
You know, that's a fascinating game. Mississippi State, a lot expected of Mississippi State. They return almost everybody. You still don't know about Nick Fitzgerald based on that hideous injury from a year ago. I think Mississippi State's a really good football team. I also think Manhattan, Kansas is a really tough place to play. And I just can't see Mississippi State going there and winning. I just don't see it. 2.
Then they have a UTSA at home.
3.
And then they go to West Virginia.
3.5.
Then they have Texas at home.
4.
They go to Baylor.
5.
Then the Oklahoma State at home.
6. They beat Oklahoma State on the road last year with a backup quarterback.
Then they go to Oklahoma.
You know, Kansas State plays really well at Oklahoma. 6.5.
Then they go to TCU.
7.
Then they have Kansas at home.
8.
And then they have Texas Tech at home.
9.
And then they go to Iowa State.
Who they dominate. I think they're at 9 and possibly even 10. So we're going over the 6. It's an easy win. Book it. There is our, that's our only other Big 12 play. So we have 2 Big 12 plays. We're going West Virginia over the 7 and Kansas State over the 6. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
CMH Services has again been recognized as an MVP dealer by the material handling industry's leading trade organization, MHEDA, for 5 consecutive years. In earning the award, CMH Services demonstrated excellence in the areas of industry advocacy, customer service and safety, business networking, continuing education, and business best practices. Get award-winning material handling solutions at CMH Services. Call 800-922-9569. That's 800-922-9569.
I'm Daniel Weber. I'm a 4th-generation Clemson graduate, and I'd like to talk with you about your insurance needs. I represent a State Farm in the heart of Clemson, and I welcome an opportunity to serve you. Like my father, my grandfather, and my great-grandfather, service to customers and pride in Clemson runs deep in our family. As you grow your family or look to make their lives more secure, call me at 722-9083. I'm State Farm agent Daniel Weber, and we're here to help life go right.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Monday's pizza and a pint build your own 4-topping pizza for $9. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Summer here. Shouldn't you look as hot as a burger on the grill? If you want to look and feel as hot as noon on a summer day in the South, call Urban Nirvana. With the best stylists around, you'll get the kind of pampering you deserve, and the day spa will have you feeling as cool as a cucumber. And being able to buy a gift certificate online is better than a splash in the pool. Log on to urbannirvana.com, buy your gift certificate, and print it right from your own computer. Urban Nirvana, Magpie Station in downtown Greenville.
Calling all superheroes. Do you wish there was a way to make extra money while helping others in need? Now is your chance. BioTest Plasma Center in Clemson is seeking plasma donors who will be compensated for their time and travel. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first 5 donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at BioTestPlasma.com. Again, that's BioTestPlasma.com.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 40.
The National Weather Service in Greenville-Spartanburg has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Greenville County in upstate South Carolina, Anderson County in upstate South Carolina, northeastern Abbeville County in upstate South Carolina, until 5:15 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. At 4:23 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from 4 miles east of Easley to near Anderson, moving southeast at 20 miles per hour. Hazard: 60 miles per hour in gusts and quarter-size hail. Source: radar indicated. Impact: minor hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to trees and power lines. Locations impacted include Anderson, Malden, Simpsonville, Fountain Inn, Homeland Park, Powdersville, Piedmont, Belton, Williamston, and Northlake. A few trees and power lines will be blown down in the warned area. Hail can cause major property damage, especially to vehicles. Seek shelter inside an interior room. Please report damaging winds, hail, or flooding to the National Weather Service Greenville-Spartanburg by calling toll-free 1-800-267-8101 or by posting on our Facebook page or tweet at using hashtag NWSGSP. Your message should describe the event and the specific location where it occurred. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 5:15 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for the following counties in South Carolina, Abbeville, Anderson, and Greenville.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232, 269-1232. It's Gilstrap Roofing. For 80 years, they've done nothing but roofs. They don't do garage additions or bathroom remodels. They just do roofs, and they do them better than anybody else. For over 30 years, they've maintained an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Do you know how difficult it is to maintain an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau in anything, any business venture? Look, Gilstrap will help you. You've heard the unsolicited testimony. People have called and talked about their respective issues that they've had and how Gilstrap has saved them and about how honest they've been and how grateful they are to Gilstrap. Listen, we get hammered by bad weather almost every single day. And a lot of it comes in my time frame. And you have no way of knowing the state of your roof. And you shouldn't be up there, I can tell you that for sure. Let Gilstrap evaluate your roof. Take advantage of their free storm checkup. If there's nothing wrong, that's what they'll tell you. If there is something wrong, they have licensed insurance adjusters on staff. Get it fixed. It's Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232. I'm going to get to Looper in 1 minute. Before I get to Looper, though, Ramona, I want to go backwards for a second because I do want to look at one other Big 12 team. I lied. I want to look at Iowa State and that 6.5 number for Iowa State.
Okay.
All right, go ahead. Give me their schedule.
Their first game is South Dakota State.
One.
And then they go to Iowa.
One and a half.
Okay. And then they have Oklahoma at home.
Two.
Then they have Akron at home.
Three.
Then they go to TCU.
Three.
Then they go to Oklahoma State.
Three and a half.
Then they have West Virginia at home.
Four.
Then they have Texas Tech at home.
Five.
Then they go to Kansas.
Six.
Then they have Baylor at home.
Seven.
Then they go to Texas.
Seven.
And then they have Kansas State at home.
Seven, because they never beat Kansas State. That number's pretty close. I think that will probably go over, given the coaching they have there. But I can't play it because
No?
No, I'm going to have to leave it alone. Let's take a look at the Pac-12. Before we do that, let me get Looper in here. On the Northland Communication phone lines, Looper, what's going on?
Hey, did you see this results a while ago? Spain put the nail in. I mean, Brazil put the nail in them.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, they've qualified for all 21 World Cups and won 5 of them.
Pretty amazing.
Kind of hard for them squirt. Go ahead.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's hard for them square heads to beat, you know, them banana and coffee tree runners. Kind of hard.
You know, I don't know.
What's that?
I have no idea.
Them slob Syrians out there, you know, like the old novel Mary wrote about Frankenstein, Victor Frankenstein, about the monster, the square heads, robotics. It's kind of hard, you know, for robotics.
Square heads, robotics, Victor Frankenstein.
Yeah, and well, at least the Germans are out.
Yeah, the Germans are out.
Yeah, they ain't the World Cuppers and wife. They ain't making it.
Yeah, how about that?
I feel sorry for them.
They were a popular choice to win it.
Yeah, they all, you know, they got to pick them Europeans, you know. It's hard to beat the, you know, I was watching the World Cup, you know, you had Pele, the man with the feet. You know, he kind of brought soccer to the front stage.
No, I think he's still the greatest soccer. I think he's still the greatest soccer player of all time.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, he done things with his feet that people couldn't do with their hands.
That's right. And, you know, I heard our guy Bill Ryder the other night after me talking about all of the all-time great players that are playing right now. And, you know, I agreed with some of what he said, but you know, he was making an argument that Mike Trout is amongst the all-time greatest players based on the way he's playing right now. And I think Mike Trout is tremendous. I'm just not sure I'd go that far.
Well, yeah, but I'm looking over here. We picked up people crying about saying we ain't recruiting too well. You know, we third in the country. Like old Constantine said down there from the old backwoods of Louisiana, don't worry, I'm here, and the Clemson coaches have to know what they're doing. Plus, we got the Nigerian Nightmare coming in this year. Under recruit.
Yeah, that's true.
He ain't played football not long, but he sure got some physique on him.
Well, look, I think Clemson's recruiting just fine. I went over the two new commits the other day and their talent, and you know, the three-star linebacker from South Carolina is going to be an incredible player.
I'm talking about the Constantine guy. I know, but what I'm saying is
the stars are irrelevant. Clemson's recruiting elite players, and that's all anybody needs to know. And if the stars don't coincide with a player that Clemson adds, then you can just assume that Clemson knows more because they do.
Oh yeah, you know, too bad for them chickens down there. People think they got high hope for old Monkey Chunk, but they got the Bentley. That's all that matters. I'll take it up there.
Loop, thank you. Too bad for South Carolina. People have high hopes for that Monkey Chunk. Well, again, I think South Carolina is getting better, and I think they're gonna have a good year. And if they beat Georgia early, they may even win the division. So I think that things are getting better for South Carolina, but they're not on Clemson's level, obviously, and almost nobody is. So, I mean, the only teams on Clemson's level are Alabama and maybe Ohio State, and in the future, perhaps Georgia, but nobody else is in that conversation right now on an annual basis. I, you know, Jay and a couple others responded to something Looper said about soccer. Honestly, I have no idea what he said. So, I understand Looper to Road Rage English, but I didn't get any of that.
I know some of it I didn't understand either.
I got Dr. Frankenstein and blockheads and something, but I did not really get all the rest of that. The Pac-12. When I look at the Pac-12. Texture 9490 says, if the stars doubt coincide. And you mean don't? Let's just assume Clemson knows more. I've heard it all now. I'm not sure what part of that you don't get. If you think Rivals knows more about evaluating talent than Clemson, well, you know, you're a little slow. A little slow in the uptake. Again, the three-star linebacker that Clemson just committed from South Carolina is not a three-star player. He's more like a four-and-a-half-star player. And it's just a failing evaluation. And eventually rivals will catch up and watch. They'll change that evaluation. Just stay tuned. Stay tuned. I mean, how can you argue with teams that are at the top of college football? So you think some, you think some recruiting service like 247 knows more about talent analysis than the Clemson coaching staff does? Well, you're being silly. But thanks for contributing. The Pac-12, Ramona. Washington's at 10.5. You know, let's look at them. That number sounds high to me on the surface. I do think they're going to be pretty good. I'm not a believer in Browning. I do believe in Miles Gaskin. I think the defense is going to be pretty good. But I also think they lost their most important defensive player. Give me Washington.
Okay, their first game is Auburn, neutral site.
Yeah, I think they lose.
Then they have North Dakota at home.
One.
Then they go to Utah.
1.5.
And then they have Arizona State at home.
2.5.
BYU at home.
3.5.
Then they go to UCLA.
4.5.
Then they go to Oregon.
5.
And then they have Colorado at home.
6.
Then they go to California.
7.
Then they had Stanford at home.
7.5.
Then they have Oregon State at home.
8.5.
And then they go to Washington State.
9.5. I don't think they're getting to that number. That's an under. I'm giving it out. Washington, under 10.5. I think it's too high. I don't believe in Browning. And I don't believe, I think the defense takes a hit losing, you know, a 350-pound nose tackle who nobody could do business against. I don't think you're the same team after that. And I think they lose at least two games, at least two games. So and that's despite the quarterback dearth now in the league. I mean, compared to last year. So I'm going under the 10.5 on Washington. Oregon, I'm not touching. Southern Cal is what I want to look at. They're 8.5. USC, Southern Cal. I think when you lose Sam Darnold off a team that, and you lose Ronald Jones off a team that wasn't great, I just don't see how you get better. And 8.5 on the surface to me sounds high.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Their first game is UNLV, and then they go to Stanford.
1.
Then they go to Texas.
1.
Then they have Washington State at home.
1.5.
Then they go to Arizona.
1.5.
Then they have Colorado at home.
2.5.
Then they go to Utah.
2.5.
Then they have Arizona State at home.
3.5.
Then they go to Oregon State.
4.5.
And then they have California at home.
5.5.
Then they go to UCLA.
Jeez. Six.
Then they have Notre Dame at home. That's their last game.
I'm going under 8.5. I don't think they make that number. I'm giving that out. All right, so we have Washington under 10.5. We have Southern Cal under 8.5. Give me Stanford at 8. Okay, here's what we'll do. Let me, before we get a break here, let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers, and we'll look at Stanford when we come back. When you go to Turner's Jewelers, you're going to find it's just an amazing place. I mean, it's privately owned. It's not a chain. They're special people. They treat you special. It doesn't matter whether you're in the market for a $100,000 piece of jewelry or a $10 piece of jewelry. They're going to treat you the same way. And the selection at Turner's is unparalleled. It's an enormous store. There's a Pandora store within the store run by two corporately trained Pandora ladies who know the line inside and out, and they'll be glad to help you. They have an unbelievable selection of the hottest thing in jewelry, Pandora. And of course, Pandora is more than just the wonderful slides or charm bracelets, new age charm bracelets. They have rings and earrings and necklaces. Pandora has expanded, and it's just unbelievable. And Turner's is the place to go to get it. But then there's also the selection of diamonds, where you can go see all the diamonds you want all day long at Turner's Jewelers. Right now, something in every price range, something for everybody. It's Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. Get out there today. Tell them I sent you. I promise you will thank me later. Pac-10 Jim, you'll be up first when we get back. It's a perfect time for your call. We'll get right to you on the other side. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
It's the Sea-Doo Ready to Ride sales event at Foothills Motorsports. Ride into your next adventure with the revolutionary performance of a Sea-Doo watercraft. And for a limited time, receive a rebate of up to $1,000 on 2017 models or up to 3-year coverage on 2018 models. Escape the everyday starting at $53.99 at Foothills Motorsports in Piedmont, South Carolina.
Offer ends July 5th, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo resort opening fall 2019 right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel such as housekeeping, great food, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge Clemson at lakesidelodgeclemson.com. That's lakesidelodgeclemson.com.
You've dreamed of designing your one-of-a-kind pool. Now you can at Aqua Pool Care in Anderson. Right before your eyes, beautiful cascading waterfalls, elegant spillover spas, and unique water fountains come to life with their 3D virtual computer system. And when it's complete, let Aqua Pool Care maintain your pool so you can enjoy your masterpiece. Unlimited pool possibilities with Aqua Pool Care. Call them at 508-1885 or online at aquapoolcarellc.com and make your dreams come true.
The biggest and best fireworks for July 4th are at locally owned and operated Big Zax Fireworks. Big Zax offers a huge variety to meet your fireworks needs. They have a huge selection to choose from, such as artillery shells, Roman candles, 500-gram cakes, large rockets, and assorted firework packages starting at $19.99. Big Zax Fireworks has been around since 1993 and has two locations in Anderson, open year-round, right off I-85 on Exit 27 or off Exit 19B on Clemson Boulevard. Happy 4th from Big Zax Fireworks.
The concept behind the Husqvarna line of automatic robotic mowers comes straight out of nature. The principle of the grazing animal. The grass is cut a little and often. Easley Lawn and Garden invites you to see the revolutionary Husqvarna auto mower. Available in 6 models for every type of lawn. A Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden leaves you with a great looking lawn every day of the week and allows you to do other things while mowing the lawn for you. Once you've purchased your Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden. Their team can assist you with getting started. Husqvarna robotic lawnmowers are the number one selling auto mower worldwide, in use throughout Europe for years. Now they're taking the U.S. by storm. Get your Husqvarna auto mower today at Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula.
You're all worthless and weak. Now drop and give me 20.
On 105.5, The Roar.
Walt Diptula, Road Rage, Weird WCCP, 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Packed in Jim and Kumar Tia. Let me quickly tell you about the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. 13,000 mattresses from which to choose, up to 75% off on a daily basis. You don't have to wait for some special sale. The mattresses are heavily discounted every day, brand new. Stop suffering. Stop waking up in a bad mood. Stop poor performance at work or just being generally cranky. Get a better night's sleep. Your neck won't hurt. Your back won't hurt. You'll feel better. You'll be more productive. And sleep has never been more affordable or more attainable. It's the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. They have Serta and Beauty Rest now, too. Just tell them I sent you. They throw in the box spring free. Go get a better night's sleep starting immediately. Get out there. Tell them I sent you. You'll thank me later. To the Northland Communication phone lines, Pac-10 Jim. Jim, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, Walt. How are you
doing? Good, Jim. Appreciate you getting back in.
Yeah, no problem. I'm really torn between two lovers here, man. You know, on one hand, I also want Washington to come out here and beat Auburn and start that season off like that. But yep. I have to admit, I got a lot of questions as well. Jake Browning, and I just, you know, last year he just was really pathetic, really. Just, you know, he could drop back in the pocket and he was just getting dropped left and right.
You know what?
Frustrating to watch.
And you know what, Jim? There are only two people apparently outside of Washington who know that. You and I, because the rest of the world thinks Jake Browning is a top six quarterback, and the reason is because they're not watching the games. This kid has not been the same since he injured his shoulder a year and a half ago, whatever it was, prior to that Alabama game. He's not been the same guy, and his confidence has dwindled, and he's just clearly not the same player, but no one takes the time to actually watch the games, or if they do, they don't understand
it. They got 16 starters coming back. Isn't there a chance that he could come out and just really play well? Maybe he's getting better. We don't know.
I'll
often wonder about that, but.
Let me say this.
Go ahead.
In my mind, there's some sort of chance that they evaluated him medically in the off season and conceivably fixed the issue. I mean, I can't say that that's impossible, but in the previous cases I've seen, it seems doubtful to me. And so I go in thinking that that's a bit of an issue, but you're right. They do have the majority of their team coming back. And you're going to play in a league in which most of the great quarterbacks left.
Right. Now, their secondary, I've been hearing that they got a staunch secondary this year. So, and I think it's going to test Peterson to see what kind of adjustments he makes. We're going to see what kind of a coach he is. And, you know, he's got the system down. It's a system, you know. And it's really kind of driving me mad right now. I just really can't wait till the season starts. But boy, I tell you, if we could knock off Auburn that first game, that would just be astronomically huge. So
yeah,
we're going to the game.
Yeah.
You know, me and my buddies are going down and we're going to have a good time. And, you know, just like when I went to watch him play Alabama a few years ago, we're going to stay optimistic here, but I'm more of a realist and I think it'll be interesting.
Hey, look, I still believe that had you had a healthy Jake Browning 2 years ago when you played Alabama, that you would have beaten Alabama because Alabama couldn't move the ball at all on your defense. Eventually, the defense wore down a little because of Browning's struggles,
I mean, I remember that game, you know, we Buda Baker almost picked it off that second series, and I go, wow, our defense is, you know, our defense has been very staunch, actually.
I mean,
we're in the top five, I think, even as last year. So, you know, we'll just have to see. But, man, I tell you, if they can knock off Auburn, boy, I tell you. You'll see one happy Pac-10 gym, that's for sure.
Well, hey, look, it's a great way to start the year. It's going to be entertaining for everybody to watch.
And oh, I love it.
You know, it's certainly a quality and even matchup on paper.
Yeah, awesome, man. Okay, all right, well, we'll keep in touch.
Thank you, Jim. Good job. Appreciate it. Yep. You know, so there you have a Washington fan, Ramona, who recognizes what I've been saying about Jake Browning.
Right.
But for some reason, the world of analysts, they don't get it. And I think it's because they don't really watch. And if they do watch, they don't really understand what they're seeing. They don't understand what Browning was at one point and what he is now. Now, again, maybe they found some magic elixir this offseason. We'll say, hey, Ramona, let me get Stanford. We've given out like seven more, haven't we? Six or seven more?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have.
What's Stanford?
Okay. Their first game is San Diego State at home. USC at home.
Two.
UC Davis at home.
Three.
Oregon at Oregon.
Four.
At Notre Dame.
Five.
Utah at home.
Six.
At Arizona State.
Seven.
Washington State at home.
Eight.
At Washington.
Eight and a half.
Oregon State at home.
Nine. Nine and a half, rather.
At California.
Ten and a half.
And at UCLA.
Look, I think Stanford's like an 11-win football team with that schedule. I just think that... I think they are significantly better at quarterback. Look, defensively, they have some parts to replace. But offensively, you know, the one question you have with Stanford is the yards after the catch. Their receiver core, you know, led by J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, is from South Carolina and is a good player. Tough in the red zone. Is a guy who high points the ball in traffic, physical guy. The problem that Stanford has had in their receiving game is that the last 2 years, they have been last in the nation amongst Power 5 teams in yards after the catch. Their receivers just don't make plays. And once they catch the ball, they don't add anything to it. And that's a problem. But I think with Bryce Love back, with improved quarterback play, and a league that, again, most of the elite quarterbacks left, I think they're one of the favorites. And I think that little demonstration proves it. Give me Stanford over eight. The only other team I want to look at, actually there are two I want to look at. One is Arizona. Arizona is at 7.5. And given Khalil Tate's brilliance and given the fact that I think the league – as a whole is down from a quarterback play standpoint, I think that Arizona has a chance to be a player here at the top of the league. Go ahead.
Okay, they have BYU at home.
One.
Then they go to Houston.
Wow, Arizona's at Houston in game two. One and a half.
Then they have Southern Utah at home.
2.5.
Then they go to Oregon State.
3.5.
And then they have USC at home.
4.5.
They have California at home.
5.5.
Then they go to Utah.
5.5.
Then they go to UCLA.
6.5.
Then they have Oregon at home.
7.
Colorado at home.
8.
Then they go to Washington State.
8.5.
Then they have Arizona State.
I'm going over that number. I'm going over 7.5 with Arizona. So we've had, what, 4 Pac-12 picks, which is more than I expected. We have Washington under 10.5, Southern Cal under 8.5, Stanford over 8, Arizona over 7.5. I think all those are going to be easy wins, quite honestly. The only other program I want to look at here is Colorado. The last team in the Pac-12 I want to look at. Colorado. Colorado quarterback by Steven Montez. I like Montez, and again, in a league where the quarterback play has taken a bit of a hit, he's a guy who's 6'5 and 235 pounds and athletic. He's an athletic freak, can 360 dunk a basketball, and not that that helps you play quarterback, but he's an athletic, strong-armed guy. I think Colorado's going to be pretty good on offense. I think the question is their defense. Quickly, give me Colorado.
Okay, you have Colorado State, neutral site. Then they go to Nebraska.
Wait a minute. Half, Nebraska, one.
Then they have UNH at home.
Two.
UCLA at home.
Three.
Arizona State at home.
Four.
USC, they go to USC.
Four.
They go to Washington.
Four.
Then they have Oregon State at home.
I'm going over. Give me Colorado over the four. It's too low a number. That's my impression. It's like the Maryland number last year. They may not be a great deal over four, but they're going to win like six games. And that number of four is ridiculous, quite honestly. They're too well coached, and Montez is too good. They're better than four. I mean, it's just like stealing. It's the same as last year when with the Maryland thing, except this may be even better because Colorado's probably going to a bowl game, and that number is almost certainly going to a bowl game. That number is simply too low. It's not a good number. Is that Bobby on line one, Rona? I'll let you get that. Here's what we'll do. We will get to the caller in 1 second. You know, Ramona, did you see the story about SunTrust Park where police found a human body in the beer cooler?
No.
That's a way to break in your new stadium.
That's just, ew.
You know, I'll have a hamburger, some fries, and, never mind. I don't know.
In the concession stand?
No, in the freezer where I presume the concession stand food comes from.
Oh,
I mean,
that is just...
No, I don't know. These things have been known to happen before by tragic accident. These people... remember there was that... Wasn't that at a sports stadium too? That woman... It was a woman like a year ago. I think we learned later that she was drunk. There was like video of her staggering around. She somehow locked herself in a cooler.
Oh, and she froze?
Yeah.
Nobody came back for her?
Yeah. If you lock yourself in one of those coolers, you're not going to live long. And if you're too drunk to get out, you're definitely not going to live long. You know, the moral of that story is don't drink and enter walk-in coolers.
Wow. No, I didn't remember that story.
And I don't know. I don't know whether they suspect foul play here. I have no idea. Now it's saying police originally reported the body having been found in a freezer. Now, I thought this said walk-in freezer all along, but later clarified the location was a beer cooler.
A beer cooler? Like, are you saying, no, okay.
It's a walk-in freezer of some sort.
Okay, because I'm thinking, you say beer cooler, I'm thinking of darn, like a Yeti. Those big bottles
that you put ice in.
And then somebody puts them in the cooler and then throws it in the woods or something.
All right, well, yeah, here's the deal. if she was found, sex of this
that
individual.
That sounds like murder.
If they were found... If they were found in a Yeti cooler, then I think we can be pretty sure foul play was involved.
That's what I mean.
I feel relatively confident that no one has ever offed themselves in a Yeti cooler.
No, that's what I thought you were saying, that they found a body in someone's cooler.
No. No, in a walk-in. Walk-in. Yeah. You can't walk in any Yeti cooler that I'm aware of. I mean, they have some big coolers, but you can't walk in them. So I don't know what happened here. I don't know if they suspect foul play or whether it's just an unfortunate accident. I'll tell you one thing. I've seen enough of these cooler incidents now that if I ever have to go in a cooler, I'm going to make darn sure I know how I'm getting out.
I can't believe they don't have fail safes for that now.
I'm going to force some friend to lay down in the door. You know, or something.
Yeah.
There's going to be some way. I'm not falling victim to freezing to death in a cooler. But don't mix alcohol with walk-in coolers. Let me tell you about Harry's. Look, Harry's the best shave in the industry. It's the closest shave. It's the best shave. Flexible, soft hinge glides across the contours of your face. I never get any cuts or burns with a Harry shave. The eucalyptus shave cream is unbelievable. It's thick, luxurious. It's not like that whipped cream stuff they sell in a drugstore. For a limited time only, new customers can save big on a Harry shave set with me at harrys.com. You get a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. Harry's founders knew there had to be a better way. They knew a great shave didn't come from gimmicks like flashing lights, vibrating heads, flex balls, handles that look like spaceships, tactics the leading brand has used for years. So here's the deal. For a limited time only, Harry's is a special offer for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a shave set from Harry's.com with promo code WALL at Harry's.com. Get the starter set, 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel blade cover, $3 and free shipping. Use the code WALL at Harry's.com.
Safely in the Priority One Studios, we are WCCP Clemson Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Celebrate the 4th of July with Gold's Gym. Now through this Saturday, pay only $4 for your first month. That's right, only $4 for a fitness experience that's more than just a membership. Declare your dedication to fitness and start your journey to a healthier, stronger you today. Experience change with Gold's Gym. With select new memberships at participating locations only. Visit goldsgym.com/July4 to join today.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years.
National Weather Service in Greenville, Spartanburg has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Western Lawrence County in upstate South Carolina, Southeastern Greenville County in upstate South Carolina, Southeastern Anderson County in upstate South Carolina, Northeastern Abbeville County in upstate South Carolina, Northwestern Greenwood County in upstate South Carolina, until 5:45 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. At 4:59 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from 15 miles northwest of Lawrence to 21 miles north of Abbeville to 13 miles